Hello and welcome to the final episode of the Revenue Podcast for 2023.
I am your host, Kara French. Thank you for joining us today for podcast number 8. I cannot believe we've reached the end of 2023 and we are producing our final podcast of the year. It's just been a whirlwind and we want to thank everybody for listening and sort of following along with us. If you haven't checked out any of our previous podcasts, we are so glad you are here, and we want to make sure you get the opportunity to listen to those previous editions. Go ahead and check out our webpage at www.billingplatform.com/podcasts, and you can check out all of the previous conversations that we've had with different guests, both from Billing Platform and from other companies. We've had a great year, and we want you to be a part of it. And of course, we are devoted here at the Revenue Podcast to all things revenue. Of course, by now, you know, it's technology, it's emerging market trends, and interesting industry perspectives. Say that 5 times fast. I think by now, you know, if you're a regular listener, we are always going to have an occasional off-the-wall conversation at some point during the podcast. So make sure you stick around. So today we are here and we're thrilled to be talking about insights about streamlining revenue management in 2024 with Morgan Stanton. Now, Morgan is a principal product manager here at Billing Platform, and he leads our revenue recognition product. And we're going to take a sneak peek into 2024 today and what that's going to look like for your business. We're going to be chatting about what streamlining the revenue management process means, what implementation looks like, and how, if we're going to get started on these initiatives today, how it can produce big gains for your bottom line in 2024. So Morgan, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Great. All right. So of course, kick things off. Always we do this in the beginning. Just Morgan, tell me a little bit about yourself and sort of your work experience here at Billing Platform.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll give you the kind of short elevator speech here on that. So I started my career at KPMG as a kind of audit CPA. Spent 7 years at KPMG kind of doing a various audit and advisory roles there, including technical accounting advisory when ASC 606, the new RevRec standard, came out. So that was kind of my perspective prior to Billing Platform, was really that technical accounting side of RevRec, and then transitioned careers into product management years ago, and have been leading the revenue recognition product here at Billing Platform for, it's been 2.5 years now, I think. Wow. And so that's kind of been my primary focus here at Billing Platform, which has been very exciting. We've been building out the product a lot of new capabilities. So yeah, it's been very rewarding in this role.
Yeah. So I've been here about 2 years as well. And just the changes have been amazing in just that time frame. It's really and grown. It's such an exciting time, I think, to be a part of revenue recognition. And just things are changing and staying ahead of these trends and just sort of starting off on the right foot in 2024. But before we get there, we've got to take a look back or recap 2023, if you don't mind, in terms of just where we are with revenue management. You know, I mean, we've obviously, I think in the beginning of 2023, when I started these podcasts, we were talking about, you know, navigating the economic challenges and you know, looking at what technologies can help. So what were these big things you saw happen over the course of 2023?
Yeah, so it's been a little bit of a roller coaster in terms of kind of expectations starting in 2023, right? We're like, oh, wow, you know, there's economic headwinds. What's it going to look like this year? Are we going to have some sort of great recession? There's a lot of fear going on. So looking back now, kind of hindsight 2020, you know, there were challenges faced, right? Companies were tightening down, not knowing what the future was going to look like. So, you know, strengthening their balance sheets, you know, cash they had on hand, they were going to spend less of it. So, you know, in terms of, you know, adopting new technologies, I think there was a bit of a slowdown in companies out there looking to modernize their operations, right?
A little bit of hesitation. Like, yeah,
there was some exactly. But that kind of, that fear subsided a bit, I think, right? Like as we got through the year, there were, you know, kind of inklings of, hey, like this isn't going to be a great recession. It's, you know, we've got a little dip here. We've got rates going up, to fight inflation, but, companies overall fairly healthy, right? Like, I mean, in terms of there's still demand for products out there. You know, the stock market did dip, but there's been, you know, somewhat of a recovery. And so that fear kind of decreased, and we saw maybe a more willingness to go out there and deploy cash in, I'll call it strategic areas, not willy-nilly, but strategic areas. And revenue kind of management, monetization of these systems is one of those areas.
Right. So it's like an investment in yourself, essentially, there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Was any of this sort of spurned by like new technologies that were coming out, you know, was that sort of with this embracing these technologies, you know, do you think that companies were just like trying to just keep pace with, you know, maybe play catch up a little bit, or were they like, man, this is changing rapidly, I need to sort of, you know, get on board now?
I think that's a good point. So there was a lot of technological changes this year. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is AI, in terms of kind of mass adoption, right? Like ChatGPT is now not only a household name, but
everybody knows ChatGPT.
And there's so many people that are using it, right? It's not just like, hey, I know that this thing exists. It's, hey, I know this thing exists, and I'm going to go try to use it to see how it can transform my life or my company's operations.
Right.
And that, you know, not just the actual utilization of AI, but what it represents, I think has created a shift in how people, how companies, how organizations view and approach adopting technology, right? There's much more willingness now to say, hey, we're in a new era, and we need to actually go out there and modernize. You know, if you're in spreadsheets doing stuff manually, and there's, you know, this new frontier out there that you can go test out yourself, right? You can go on ChatGPT, start asking questions, you know, how can I modernize my accounting team, and you know, all these things where you're getting a lot more insights compared to just Googling something back, you know, in the old school days. Right. And I think there's a much higher appetite to adopt and try out these new, more emerging technologies. And that has, I think, accelerated the roadmaps for products like ours, automation products, because there's more demand for more functionality, for more automation.
Right. And I think people if it's new to them, especially in the finance space, they want to start off on the right foot, right? You know, make sure that if they're like, hey, we're going to go ahead with this, let's make sure that whatever product that we're using or service that we're using is going to encompass all of our needs. We're not afraid to sort of dip the toe in the water anymore and just say, hey, let's go for it. So if you are a business and you haven't made this jump yet, and you're saying, man, this is the time, what do you need to consider when you're just kind of getting started with sort of just streamlining, you know, business revenue management?
Yeah, good question. So there's kind of several considerations that come to mind. Two main ones. One is the technology itself. The second is your company, your team, your organization's processes that will use that new technology. And then the third one that's, you know, probably just as important actually is how dynamic is your business? You know, like, yeah, you have these processes in place. Are you going to be releasing new products or new business models, new ways of selling that will dictate needing a dynamic, extensible piece of functionality to kind of grow with your business? So those are the three considerations that come to mind. And I think a lot of organizations maybe think about those separately, or maybe if they think about them together, they're not trying to execute on any sort of change management in a cohesive way. And thinking about technology, how your business operates, how your business sells, all as one thing, is kind of the most important mindset or approach, I think, to having a successful kind of adoption of these new technologies.
So when we talk about new technology, I know at Billing Platform, we're always talking about things like automation, for example, when you're incorporating automation into your business processes. This is not a new revelation that automation is key to your workflows, right? I don't think the Revenue Podcast is on the cutting edge with this, but it really does. When we're talking about technology, we're talking about AI, from my mind as a layperson here, that's sort of the key that brings all these pieces, especially at an enterprise level, together for revenue management. So can you just talk a little bit more about the automation piece and how that fits into all this?
Yeah, definitely. Automation is king when we're in the enterprise space. There's a lot of solutions out there, a lot of products out there that are not focused on enterprise. They're maybe focused on SMB, and they're much more heavy-handed, UI-driven, lots of very easy interfaces to click and get around and do things manually for, you know, that small business that needs that. But when we get into this enterprise space and you've got millions, billions of transactions, thousands and thousands of employees, you know, just scale, just pure scale, mm-hmm. you need everything to be automated. You have no choice. At least for us at Billing Platform, automation is central and key to everything. How we think about scaling our product, how we think about adding new features to our product, how they interact with the rest of the ecosystem of what we offer. Automation is top of mind. And when you think about and consider different solutions on the market, think about what type of automation you have now and what automation you'll need to have in the future. And really look at the functionality and the architecture of these solutions and ask yourself, can we automate our processes, right? It comes back to those three considerations I mentioned. You have the technology, you have your process, and you have, you know, kind of how your business sells. And if you can't scale your processes and how your business makes money in the technology, then the technology is useless.
Yeah, I think that's an important piece of it, because everybody thinks, okay, we're going to automate, we're going to save money, we're lower costs, right? Reduce error. Those are key factors, but the ability to pivot and change and to scale and grow and know, hey, this is going to stay with me for, you know, through any iterations of what our business might look like in the future. We're just talking about 2023. I mean, things changed, right? You don't know what's going to happen.
Yep, definitely. And I think, you know, you hit on a few key points there of, okay, you know, you need automation to scale, but automation also addresses, you know, some very important kind of risks or pain points in the business. And that is, you know, identifying errors, you know, identifying, you know, anything that could go wrong with a manual process can be addressed with automation. And, you know, identification of anomalies, all things like that, you know, enforcement of internal controls, you know, you name it. Automation has a huge hand in solving a lot of those problems.
Yeah. And I think it helps you too, also to see the bigger picture quickly so that you can, your business can adjust, you know, through advanced analytics or whatever you're using automation for, billing, collections. It just really does make the whole process of getting a complete view of what's going on with your business that much easier.
Absolutely.
You mentioned, you know, we're talking about processes and operations. And so one of the terms that I've heard used around is sort of centralized operations. So what exactly does centralized operations mean? And how does that positively impact your business if you adopt that?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll call them the olden days, but, you know, the last, let's say 5-10 years.
The olden days.
Hey,
I'm like, oh man, I feel old today, so Morgan. Quickly. Wow. Okay.
Well, when I was an auditor back at KPMG, all the accounting teams, right, we would audit their work. They would give us documents and data. All of, like, man, it was spreadsheets. Wow. And you'd have multiple tabs, and accountants would sum stuff up in these spreadsheets. They'd have a whole army of people working on this, right? And that was not too long ago. So
no, exactly.
So the space has changed drastically pretty quickly. So when we're talking about centralized operations, we've seen an adoption of systems in general to kind of automate the back office financial kind of revenue management processes. And it's been in several different systems, right? So we start off in kind of the CRM, Salesforce, then we trickle down, and you know, before it was ERP, but there's limitations in an ERP system for revenue automation. So that was the dawn of revenue and billing system, not billing, but revenue systems specifically. And billing systems have been upstream from ERP. So you have these multiple systems, right? Where it's like, okay, CRM, billing system, revenue system, then ERP. And the separation of data across these systems and integrations is always a challenge. You have data siloed. You're not syncing over the right data.
Nobody's talking to each other there. Yeah.
Exactly. So when we talk about centralized operations, we're talking about centralizing all of those kind of tasks and processes in the revenue management umbrella in one place, or minimize the amount of systems, because it really increases our ability to, get things done right, get things done quickly, and with a lot of visibility into what's going on.
You're making and thinking just from your perspectives on what's sort of coming in the future with these types of, again, products that are doing all of these things at once. I have to ask about AI. I know you briefly mentioned it earlier. It is the buzzword on every tech podcast out there at the moment. So if we're talking about these centralized operations, what does this mean for like AI and revenue operations? Have you seen any move in product specifically towards AI, like Intel for revenue management, or where do you think that's going to come in?
Yeah, I think there's several entry points for AI in kind of the revenue management space. And there's also several, I guess, considerations, not risks, but kind of considerations that people should keep in mind on where AI will really thrive and be a game changer, and where AI should maybe not do everything. So I'll go a bit into that there on my thoughts on that delineation. But so where is AI really going to make the biggest punch? So I think that's going to be in kind of analytics, right? So what are some of the pain points today? Okay, one of the pain points is if we have an enterprise business, how do we find errors and anomalies at scale? How do we surface those quickly and get them resolved? You know, today AI is at the point where if you stick a large language model and feed it the data in your system and start asking it questions, it can go identify anomalies that maybe a person couldn't have identified, or maybe it would take them extremely long time, right? So that's one, anomaly error detection.
Okay.
And then secondly, the kind of business insights part of it, which I think will be most exciting for maybe your, you know, CFO executive levels, is okay, we have all this data, historical data, schedules, you know, GL, AR subledgers, all of it in the system. Okay, now let's use that to predict the future, right? Tell us about the now, insights on the now, so we can go to our board and tell our board how we're doing and our shareholders. But also to plan for the future, what does 5 years from now look like based on historical data? Things like that, where you can just start having a conversation with AI within your platform and it starts telling you these things, is a new dawn.
Yeah, I think that's exciting. I think AI for a lot of people causes some just hesitation. But I think when it's like you said, it should be, we can talk about the ethics, you know, that's a whole nother podcast. But just from a CFO or a financial, like, this is exciting that this potentially could be something that we could harness in a positive way.
Absolutely. Now, there's another side of that coin, though, that I think is important. So for all of the accountants, kind of CPAs, auditors out there, the place where AI should probably stop is when we're talking about numbers on the financial statements, right? Compiling the financial statements that then are, you know, shareholders' view. So, you know, there are strict guidelines and guidance that the FASB puts out there, you know, ASC 606, how to account for things, how to value things, things of that sort. And, you know, letting AI loose on saying, hey, you know, go look at the data in the system and calculate this amount for me. And you know, AI being a black box, you know, you're going to get a number and put that on your financial statements. That's not auditable.
Right.
It needs to be auditable. So I think that's going to be the line where, yes, AI can help with insights and identification of things for people to go look at. But when it comes down to brass tacks, no pun intended, you know, the core non-AI automation of a revenue management system is going to do that heavy lifting still.
You have to pull it back a little bit. AI can't do everything just yet.
Exactly.
So we took a look back a little bit at 2023, and you know, I'm going to ask you, Morgan, to gaze into your crystal ball here. So we're going to just think about all of these things that we know about product revenue management and just sort of next steps in 2024 for anybody who's looking to sort of streamline things. How can businesses be prepared for what's ahead? Obviously, you know, hindsight's 2020, but, you know, looking ahead in 2024, what are some things that just actionable items, you know, that they can do to sort of prepare their business and really improve their whole entire revenue management ecosystem?
Yeah, I think 2024 is going to be a big year for one with how the trend's going. And I think looking at your organization, taking kind of an introspective look at what's your current state, like, you know, what systems do you have now? What processes do you have now? Like, map out your kind of process end to end with, you know, overlay your team on that and see where your resources are being deployed. I guarantee you will find many inefficiencies, many areas where, you know, you can improve. And if you kind of remove the limitation in your head of like, oh, a system probably can't do that, or, you know, just
sure,
have some blue sky thinking, mm-hmm. and circle all of those pain points, and then go to market with, hey, here's my 40 things that are kind of hurting us or you know, costing a lot of money, and, you know, put that in an RFP and go out and see what, you know, what solutions can handle that. Because the solutions that, you know, we're building now and the pace that we're innovating, more and more of those pain points that these businesses are feeling are relieved or, you know, fixed, resolved, whatever, by automation.
Certainly. They can certainly be addressed. Agreed. And then are you thinking about, like, is there any sort of best practices? If you are just starting on this process of like taking out an RFP, like, is there any best practices that you need to think about?
Yeah, I think getting the right people in the room, for starters, you know, when we're talking about modernizing your revenue management kind of ecosystem at your company, we're talking about change management, right? So, mm-hmm. So think about all the players involved. You've got IT, you've got finance, you've got accounting, you've got billing, collections, you know, all of these different teams within your organization. They all need a seat at the table if they're going to be the ones kind of running and using these systems on a daily basis. So have the right people on the calls and the demos and, you know, when you're building out requirements, all of that. So that up front. And then when you actually start, you know, implementing and using a new system, you need to think about, okay, it's not just this new system and we're going to, you know, fit it into our current process. I would really encourage organizations to rethink a new process with the new system in mind, right? Like, what can be streamlined? What can be updated? What can be changed? So it's not just fitting a square peg in a circle hole type of thing. It's really a whole cohesive thing. System, process, all of it together, people, teams, all of it.
Right. And then you're talking about, be, you know, with a new system, the ability to have that insight into sort of the analytics, the metrics, the performance, like those are key things too that, you know, you can take and sort of build with as you scale.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great point. And, you know, the possibilities are endless in terms of, you know, not just solving the problems or pain points you had, but then kind of next step is, okay, what are the good things we have that we could make better?
Right. It's sort of a more complete view into your operations and how just all of your processes are working.
Yep.
And so I'm going a little bit rogue here at the end, Morgan. I'm going off script, which I like to do sometimes. Sorry.
Sounds good.
So I can't help it. It's just, you know, it's the last podcast of the year. I'm getting a little worked up.
Let's go for it.
There's exciting things on the horizon talking about product. And obviously we're not giving things away yet, but there are, it really just seems like in 2024 for Building Platform, there's going to be, you know, new and exciting things and that are sort of coming out, you know, changing in our product. When we're talking about new and exciting things, just not just for us, because I don't want to give anything away, but things that you've seen just in general in the industry, is it just AI or is there other things that have, you know, sort of come up in the past year?
I think there's other stuff as well. And I think these items, the non-AI items, are probably even more relevant for the short and medium term, because mm-hmm. that's where the rubber meets the road this year. And yeah, I think the main thing that comes to mind is the ASC 606, the counting standard. If you were to actually, you know, print out all the pages of this standard, it would be like thousands of pages, right?
Oh,
so
goodness. Okay.
There's so much to automate because there's so many permutations of, right. of how companies do their accounting, and no solution out there has every use case automated, you know, with all of their functionality. They don't, right. We're all still building out the foundation to handle every use case thrown at us at scale, especially the, you know, more complex scenarios out there, kind of a lot of the edge cases. So what we're seeing and what's going to be huge in 2024 is all these solutions are getting pretty close, right? Like, you know, maybe 4 years ago, we had 50% of coverage, 3 years ago, 60%, you know, it's been creeping up. And now we're getting to a point where we're all adding the bells and whistles that make it, you know, take the, maybe you've got 10% of your stuff in spreadsheets, 90% in a system. Now we're, you know, getting that last 10% in there.
Right.
So, you know, this next year in 2024, a lot of companies that even have very complex rev rec are going to see that they can do everything in these systems, not just 75%.
Right. It's not just, yeah, it's a complete system for all of that need, meeting all of that need.
Yeah. And like to give a couple specific, just like, in, you know, for accountants to hear some of the buzzwords is, you know, contract modification scenarios. There's endless possibilities. So, you know, contract modification functionality paired with, you know, mass SSP analyzers to look at historical data, to update, you know, at runtime on contract modification scenarios, like all of these, like, you know, complexities compounding on each other. And the systems out there, including ours, are starting to, you know, put together, you know, the interactions between all of these pieces of functionality to solve these very complex use cases at scale.
That's great. See, if you stuck around to the end of the revenue podcast, we came up with the buzzwords at the end for the accountants. So I always appreciate that. When we're saving the best stuff for last. I'm gonna use that in the tagline for this edition. So Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciated having you on.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was great to talk with you.
Awesome. As always with the Revenue Podcast, we want to connect with you as a listener. Visit our Billing Platform social media pages or our business website at www.billingplatform.com. And make sure you check out our next podcast as we kick off 2024. I can't believe it. You won't want to miss an episode. We will be back in Q1 with new topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue. Thank you for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.